This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Melton. U.S. Attorney General William Barr testified before Congress Tuesday that ongoing protests in the northwestern city of Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere have turned into riots divorced from legitimate calls for reform of police treatment of minorities in the United States. Barr called the late May death of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a horrible event that sparked a necessary examination of the relationship between law enforcement and African Americans in the United States. But Barr said the ongoing protests in Portland and elsewhere have become disconnected from Floyd's death. Meanwhile, last night, federal agents bombarded protesters with tear gas as the nightly demonstrations have continued outside the city's federal courthouse for the past 2 months. The Reverend Jacqueline Lewis, Middle Collegiate Church in New York, explains the energy behind the protest. President Donald Trump said he sent the federal agents to Portland to halt the unrest, but state and local officials have said they are making the situation worse. Thursday marks the 6th month since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a public health emergency of international concern. Reflecting on the millions of infections, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the pandemic continues to accelerate. He stressed that although the world has changed, the fundamental pillars of the response have not, which refer to political leadership and informing, engaging, and listening to communities. He says the pandemic is under control in many countries, including China, Canada, Germany, and South Korea, because those countries strictly followed the WHO's advice. More on this and other stories can be found at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app you can download. This is VOA News.